Hi, this is Eric Casto. I want to thank you for taking time to tune into the Oasis podcast. Now, we've been in a wonderful series on miracles, and we've been laying a foundation on the power of God and who God is, and coming before His throne as His children with an expectation that when we leave the time of prayer, that God's power is released. And, of course, in the first episode, we talked about mountains melt like wax at the presence of the Lord, to carry God's presence, which releases the miracle-working power of God. Now, let me open in a word of prayer, and we're going to kind of go on kind of a new direction in this topic. Like I've said, we're laying a foundation. So, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, I just want to thank You that You're speaking to us, You're revealing to us that we're a people of the power of God, a people empowered to bring forth the kingdom. And Father, I just want to thank You that, Lord, as we get into this, that You are working in our lives and that mountains are dissolving, melting because of Your presence upon Your people. So, Father, we thank You for it in Jesus' mighty, mighty name. Now, let's get into this because, you know, the more we look at God's power, and He's a God of power, and, you know, we looked at Isaiah, we looked at David, we looked at Paul, but let's go a little bit different here. Let's go into a little bit of a preaching mode. In Matthew 19 and 26, and so we're going to call this podcast The Miracle Zone. And right now, I just kind of want you to get excited and say, you know, I'm in the miracle zone. And my ears are open. I'm listening. My God is a God of power. As I come before His throne, I'm coming into heaven. And so let's talk about the miracle zone. Matthew 19:26, the Bible says, Jesus said, "With God, all things are possible." He didn't mince words. I mean, He's talking about, in this case, salvation. And, you know, the disciples are like, how can a rich person be saved? How can anyone be saved? And Jesus gets the disciples out of this, and He makes this point, with God, all things are possible. And then in Mark chapter 9, verse 23, He says, all things are possible to him who believes. And so He takes these two verses. I mean, He's like, listen, with God, all things are possible. That means there is nothing outside of the power of God. There is nothing impossible for the power of God. And then He says, for those who are going to believe, all things are possible. Don't you just love that? He doesn't lay a foundation of doubt and unbelief maybe you'll get it, maybe you won't. He doesn't do that. He says, listen, with God, all things are possible. And if you'll begin to use your faith, you're going to walk into this arena of the possibility zone. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Isaiah 41, verse 10. In fact, if you have your Bible, you got to just turn there because this has got to be probably your favorite, one of your favorite scriptures. And if you've never heard of this scripture, it will be one of your favorite scriptures after we get done here. Isaiah 41, verse 10, the Lord is speaking. He says, fear not, I'm with you. Be not dismayed. Don't look down, right? Don't look and stare at your feet. I'm your God. I will strengthen you. I'm going to help you, and I'm going to uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. The miracle zone. We started off Matthew 19, verse 26, with God. Isaiah 41 says, fear not, I'm with you. Already, God has pulled us into the miracle zone. How did He do that? He did it by His word. Fear not. Don't be afraid. Get out of the fear stuff. Get back into faith. Fear not. Why? With God, all things are possible. So He declares in Isaiah 41, He says, I'm with you. And because of that, you're in the miracle zone where all things are possible. Fear not, I am with you. be not dismayed. Don't be staring at your feet, wondering what you're going to do. You're not in that arena. You're not in that zone. And I want you to listen to this. We're talking about miracles. God is a God of miracles. He says, don't be dismayed. I am your God. So he's not only saying I'm with you, he's saying focus on me. I'm your God. You have a God. You're not alone in this thing. And in that, you've got strength. Remember, we talked about the power and the strength. You have strength. And of course, we looked at Isaiah chapter 40, where God says, hey, listen, why are you saying that you've been forgotten? Look up at the stars. I've called everyone by name. I put them all into orbit, and I'm going to give you strength. So I'm going to strengthen you. I'm going to help you. In fact, the Bible says he's ever-present help in the time of trouble. And then he says, I'm going to uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. And of course, we know that him who knew no sin was made to be sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Now, we're going to take time here. We're in the miracle zone. So right now, I want you just to set yourself and go, you know, I'm expectant. I'm expectant right now for miracles. I am in the miracle zone. The Lord's already commanded me, fear not, I'm with you, and with God all things are possible. So now I'm putting my believing into operation. I'm in a good place. I'm in a place where the Lord said, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't try to lean on other things right now. You're in the miracle zone. And things are going to change. Things that you saw today, they're not what you're going to see tomorrow. You're in a good place. So now let's take a look at Acts 2, verse 22. And you're hearing my pages turning. Acts 2, verse 22. We're talking about miracles. Acts 2, verse 22. And this is what the Bible says. You men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the middle of you, in the midst of you, as you know. So here's Jesus. He's in the miracle zone. And here he has the blessing of God on him. And the Bible says that the Father God was putting the hand of approval on Jesus by what? Miracles and by wonders and by signs. God is a God of miracles. And why are we doing it? Well, I'm saying we've got to get expectant for the miraculous to begin to manifest in the earth as the sons of God. Creation's groaning. The world's going crazy. Why is the world going crazy? Why? There's a longing for the manifestation of your life, a child of God, the sons of God in the earth. Now, so that's Acts 2:22. Let's look at Hebrews 13:8. Now, Hebrews 13:8, what a beautiful one. Jesus Christ, the same. He's not changed. Approved of God with what? Miracles, with wonders, and with signs. He's not changed. He's in the miracle zone, and that's not going to change. Let's look at John 14, verse 12. Jesus said, the works that I do shall you do, and even greater works than these shall you do, because I'm going to the Father. The power of that scripture, the works that I do, you're going to do, and even greater works than that. And then he brings the preface here. He says, it's because of where I'm going. And that's, I tell you what, this is where we kick off again. This is where we're going right back into the throne of God. Paul said, listen, set your mind, set your affection on things above. Why? Because you're going to do great things. You're going to do miracle things. And it's not based in your ability. You don't do it. God is the one who puts the approval, and it's based upon where Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. And so as we get into this whole thing on miracles, It's not about what you're going to do. So just kind of put that to sleep right now. You're not the miracle person. You're the carrier of God's power, of God's presence. You go into your prayer closet. You're going into heaven itself. And here's Jesus at the right hand. And he's saying to you, hey, it's time to do some big things. It's time to do greater works than I did. And you know what that is? Getting people saved, getting people born again. It's the greatest miracle on the planet to pray with someone. You know, not too long ago, I was just on the beach over here in Florida, and I knew the Lord told me to go out there. I was just walking with the cross and just praying, and I saw a truck, and I felt, you got to go over there. And I went over there, and there's a bunch of teenage girls over there, and they all lined up. And they all began to ask me questions about the Lord. They were so hungry. They wanted to know more about God. And they were like 16 years old. And then we just all prayed together. And they were asking Jesus to come into their lives. And then I just laid hands on them. And crocodile tears, big tears coming down some of their eyes. And the Lord was just touching them. The greatest miracle is when a person opens up and allows the Spirit of God to make them new. That's huge. And we should never be scared of sharing our faith, because this is the greatest miracle we could ever be a part of. And the devil wants you to be afraid of it. He doesn't want you to be a part of not just doing great works, but works that Jesus didn't even do. And that was seeing people born again. And now, obviously, because of where he's located, these things can happen, right? And so we're going to work with him. He's working through us. Great works. Now, let's go on here. God put his power in the church. Now, Acts 1 verse 8. Now, this probably could be our keynote. Maybe this needs to be the keynote, because, you know, we've been talking about David. He had an encounter in the throne of heaven. He's to see thy power and thy glory, as I saw in the sanctuary. In Acts 1, verse 8, Jesus says this: you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. He's talking about power. He's a God of power. And so Jesus is saying when the Holy Ghost comes, the power of God is going to come on you. And why are we laying foundations step by step? Is so that you begin to acknowledge, hey, wait a minute, God's power is in my life. God's power is on my life. And I'm ready to see something shift here. I'm setting my faith now. All things are possible. And I'm in the miracle zone because Jesus said, I'm with you. So we're getting ourselves focused here. Now, God put miracles in the church. Isn't that wonderful? You know, when you talk about healing, you know, God put healing in you. It didn't happen because of some cosmic explosion. No, he put the ability for your body to heal itself. Did you know that? You know, sometimes we call it the immune system, or that's working in you, but your body has the ability to heal itself and to fight disease, fight things. Now, sometimes it gets overloaded and needs extra help, but God put that into your body. It's there, okay? And medicine actually doesn't heal you. Your body is what heals. It goes into operation. It's a very powerful system of healing. And it came from God. He put it into your body because he loves you. Now, so God put his power into the church. He put his power into you when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's what it says here. So in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 28, 1 Corinthians 12, verses 28, Let's just turn over there and look at it. 1 Corinthians 12, 28. The Bible says, and God has set some in the church, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. And he put in the church miracles. Did you know that? God is a God of miracles, and he wants his power in the church so that he established an office for miracles to be in the church. First Corinthians 12, 7 through 10. 1 Corinthians 12, let's look at this. 1 Corinthians 12, and in verse 7 it says, "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit. To one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, and to another the gifts of healings by the same Spirit, and to another the working of miracles." Well, interesting. Now we open this teaching up with, we're in the miracle zone, right? And that God said, "Fear not, I'm with you, and with God, all things are possible." And so then we began to look at Jesus. He hasn't changed. He was approved of God with miracles, wonders, and signs. He's not changed. And he said, "The works I do, you're going to do." So he has already brought us into that realm of miracles. Ooh, this is exciting. So he sets in the church an office called miracles. And then he establishes a charisma gift called miracles. Meaning if you, in a specific sense, are in the office of a miracle worker, then there must be a charisma gift that's attached to it that comes as the Holy Spirit wills, and it's called miracles. 1 Corinthians 14:1, the Bible says to desire these things and to follow after them. Now, that's why we're preaching about this. If without teaching, without preaching, you can't desire. You can't begin to see God's word and then to begin to latch your faith upon it and saying, you know, I desire this, and I'm going to move into these arenas. God's power is real. Now, Galatians 3, verse 5. Now, let's turn over Galatians 3 and verse 5. Galatians 3. And the Bible says this, "He that ministers to you the Spirit and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?" So there's an office or a person in the body of Christ that's called to miracles. Then there is a gift that's called the charisma gift of the Holy Spirit, given as he wills, that is attached to the office of miracles. Okay? And then we're commanded to desire these things. It's not a suggestion. There was no suggestion. Commanded. Desire these things. And then he gives some insight. How does the office connected with the charisma gift operate? By the hearing of faith. So how important is listening to faith? It's everything. It's at the foundation of miracles. And, you know, we've been laying this foundation. We've been talking about prayer. We've been talking about, you know, going before the throne of God and leaving expecting. It's the hearing of faith that releases this miracle operation. It's real. It's a gift. It's for us. It's for the body of Christ. Jesus wasn't hiding it. He wasn't, you know, lying when he talked about it. You know, he knows who he is as his body, and we are his body. So everything that was an operation in his life has some kind of a manifestation in the body of Christ, locally and also in the greater globally. right? We're Christ. We're his body. Now, let's look at this. In the book of Acts, Acts chapter 4 and verse 16, the Bible says a notable miracle. Just interesting wordology, a notable miracle. Acts 6 verse 8, Stephen, a man full of the Holy Spirit and faith, right? He did miracles. So, miracles. It's not hiding it. There were miracles. Acts 8 verse 6, Philip preached Christ in Samaria. And what was it? There were miracles. The power of God was manifesting. Acts 15, 12, Paul rehearsed what miracles God had done. God is the one doing these things. He wasn't. I mean, he was involved, but it was God. God was working. And, you know, that is, you know, what I'm trying to do is stir up your faith to say, wait a minute, God's power is real. It's in the body of Christ. It's in my life. And I'm going to begin to move into power and into strength this year. We're just in the month of March. We've got a whole lot of this year left that's going to need the power of God in manifestation. Acts 19:10, God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. And obviously in this case, he was praying over handkerchiefs, and those handkerchiefs were being saturated in the glory of God. And then he was sending them out, and God was doing amazing things through these handkerchiefs. The hearing of faith is what we've got to focus on. Setting our attention on what we're hearing, what we're listening to. And of course, Jesus said that in Mark chapter 4, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. And then he said, take heed what you're listening to. Because what you're listening to has the ability to release your faith or to hinder your faith. And so right now, as we come to the close of, you know, this episode, Mark chapter 4, take heed what you hear. Because what you hear has the ability to direct your life. Because what you hear is what you're going to end up speaking. And the Bible is very clear that your mouth is like a rudder and a big boat in a storm, little captain, little wheel, turns the wheel, little rudder, but it turns the big boat. And so right now, I just want you to think about, take heed what you're hearing, because it's by the hearing of faith that the miracle working power of God goes into operation. And so as I come to the end here, go back to number one, go back to number two, and listen to this and begin to go, okay, I'm in the miracle zone. And God is a God of power, and I'm moving his direction here, and it's a real direction, and I'm going to listen closely, pay attention to what I'm hearing, and I'm going to move forward. Now, I want you to think about this in closing. A man named Jairus, his daughter was ready to die. He comes to Jesus. Jesus, you can heal. Come put your hands on her. Jesus begins to move with him. But then the word comes. She's dead. Don't bother Jesus. As soon as those words, they seem like good words. They seem like normal words. But as soon as those words were spoken, those words were not the right words. There were other words that had to be spoken. Fear not, only believe. Those were the words that were going to bring a completion, a miracle of God's power, bringing this girl back out of the heavenly realm, out of the eternal realm of death, right? And back into this physical realm. Words do matter. The words you're listening, they do matter. The thoughts you're thinking, they do matter. They can either produce bondage or they can assist you in walking in the glorious liberty of the sons of God. Now, that's enough for now. Go to our website at www.foursmiles.com. There's more information there. And remember, we love you. Jesus loves you. He's coming soon. We need to be ready for him. Until next time, this is Eric Casto. God bless you. Bye-bye.